Hey, happy day. I was watching TV last night and there was Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that had this kind of vacant look in their eyes. And it made me think of two unaddressed envelopes with a return address. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you've been, right? And they want to lead the country. Good bloody grief. Good luck with that. China. You know, the Chinese government. I just found out something the other night. Shocking news, actually. They have more than $1 trillion worth of public company value. Supposedly in the US of A, the trades on US stock exchanges, and it's against the law for the US government, the SEC, to go and audit these companies because in Beijing there's a law that says you all can't do that. President Trump, I mean, I know you've done a great job with regard to red tape. You've cleaned up so many things, but please get into the SEC and halt this kind of stuff. I mean, you got guys, not unlike me, buying stock, buying shares, and the information, it's often misrepresented and often it doesn't even exist, and we think it does kind of, sort of, maybe y'all got to get in there and fix it. This Chinese law that mandates company records must stay in China prohibits any major international accounting firm from properly examining Chinese businesses. A shocking thing to learn. In Victoria, Canada, talking about shocking and learning, here it comes. So many people in the province of British Columbia are saying, we don't like to see Alberta license plates or Manitoba license plates, and in particular US license plates, because y'all are bringing viruses to us, right? Who knew? And you got the premier there now that stood up and said, hey, you're right, but guys, we got to be nice. That's what he should have just said, be nice. But here's what his message is to the people that have the cars with those license plates that are legally and properly allowed to come into that province. He's saying, take a bus, park your car, take a bus, or ride a bike, or go down to one of our little shops and buy a different license plate, buy a British Columbia license plate. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, he's the leader of the NDP party, which is a code for socialist, which of course is code for stupid, right? I mean, who does that? I would suggest that you get your place changed. I would suggest that you ride a bike. I'm repeating, but you just gotta. I mean, I would suggest public transit. I suggest you stop talking. That would be good. In Seattle, you have another person there, another political leader who's also a left-wing whack, right? She's the mayor, Jenny Durkin. And now she's saying, we got people attacking us at our houses and they're putting graffiti everywhere and they're saying it is hate mail and our lives are actually being threatened. When I say we, she is referring to counselors and herself, of course. And this is the same group that says get rid of all of the police. And now they're phoning the police and they're saying, can I exchange phone numbers with all the bad guys? Could you get a hold of them, please? Because we need to chat because they're threatening my life and is not very nice. It always reminds me of that liberal guy that comes home. He's against guns. He's against God, comes home and there's a bad guy. You know, he's stealing, he's raping his wife, doing some awful things. What does he do? He rushes to the phone. He phones a policeman who has a gun and he prays to God that he gets there quickly. What a bunch of hypocrites. I mean, defund, get rid of the police. Blah, blah, blah. And here when it starts to happen to them, it's always different, isn't it? In Canada, you have the top civil servant there who's now saying, the former one actually, that is now saying Canadians would be shocked and dismayed to learn that there's such a high level of abuse and there's so many violent threats that politicians have virtually every day in Canada. There's a certain innocence in Canada, he goes on to say, about political violence, and Canadians again would be very shocked if they knew this because so many people are threatening their lives. These are vile messages and they're sent attacking their gender, their religion, their race, and so on. Well, of course, people are so upset they don't know how to react. People are part of the animal kingdom, duh. I mean, you can only take so much and you kind of start to, I don't know, you come unglued a little bit when you see more of the same. And these are people, the politicians, who screw everything up. And then they run on, their campaign is ran on, hey, elect us and we'll fix everything. That's like a fireman saying, I'm going to go out and, you know, light a match and burn the building down. And then you need me because I have to put it out. I mean, that's what they do all of that time. In Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, they're starting to get it. They finally came out of the ether. They said, hey, we got good people being hurt. Heart, that's a mix. Heart is a mix of hurt and harmed. Okay? And these people are being hurt. And so we have to care for them. Oh, but we can't anymore, so they can care for themselves. We're going to pass the equivalent of a Second Amendment. The proposal now will alter the charter to include language that roughly translates to this: the right to defend one's life or another's life and weapons is guaranteed under the conditions laid down by the new law that's going to come in. And this proposal introduces a constitutional enshrinement to the right to defense with guns. Boomity boomity boom boom. The item goes on to explain, given the importance of the right to life, which is the most basic right, because without life, other human rights cannot be fulfilled. And on it goes. I mean, hey, all you Canadian politicians, the ones that are, you know, upset now and hiding in the basement, pay attention. Because in Canada, that right was removed long ago, and nobody seems to know. If a woman had a little thing of pepper spray in her purse that's a concealed weapon, she's going to get, you know, 3 years in jail. I mean, 75% of all Canadians, I get this from car mechanics, is premeditated criminal activity, because when they take their cars in to get fixed, they always find fish bunkers and golf clubs and different things in there, and they're preparing to commit a crime because they want to defend themselves, defend their lives, right? And that's a criminal behavior in Canada. Of course you're getting your fences spray painted, and of course you're being threatened because you're dumb. Ah, terrible stuff. Stupid thief file. This is an old one, but it's a good one. It's kind of neat. There's a fella, he's a 25-year-old, was at the time, and he was charged with attempted robbery in connection with a purse-snatching incident at the shopping center. And during his trial, he opted to be his own lawyer. So he had a fool for a client, right? And he said, hey, I'm smarter than everybody else. And he looks at the woman. He chokes me up. His accuser. And he says this: did you get a good look at my face when I took your purse? The judge said, oops, tilt, everybody, should we have a reset here? The guy, I want to hire a lawyer now. So he did, but it was too late. He got 10 years in jail. The utility company is kind of like a real estate company or a realtor. Location, location, location. Okay, you got that? The homeowner, he came home later that day, and his attitude was all about kill, kill, kill. Hey, y'all, come back for more from the right tomorrow. Later today, the day after tomorrow, y'all keep coming back because we got stuff. See ya.